My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from Indiana. And it's good to be here in Indiana. Things seem to be going pretty well, pretty well. We're, although missing all the wonderful people up there in Idaho County, Idaho, our home base, and be looking forward to getting back up there, but we're just pleased that people down here are helping us make it possible for my bride and I to be here. We have a wonderful little cottage here that we've been able to go down to the local Salvation Army and to a couple of the consignment stores here and get a few things we need to be able to have some furniture and have things that we need to operate a home for a couple months here while my wife is undergoing cancer treatment. And so it seems to be working. It seems to be working. And we appreciate, of course, all the prayers out there for us, because I think that's the reason it's working, folks. And it's a workable deal here where I've set up a little office here so I can continue to do my volunteer work for Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order, which are headquartered up at Idaho County, Idaho. And we're trying to get another constitutional publication out for police and military as we speak before Christmas time. And I don't know if we'll get it done, but we're trying. And that will round out the year for us, and then we'll be looking forward to a better year next year. And I'll tell you what, nothing is impossible for our Lord, folks. Nothing is impossible. And so we're finding that out here with all of our brothers and sisters around the nation writing to us and praying for us. I don't know how we can fail. I truly don't. I want to thank all of you, and we'll be right back and talk about lying and a situation of lying in all the government agencies today is horrific. And so we'll talk about the FBI that faked terror probe documents when we get back. So stay tuned. We'll be right back for more of the program.
For over a a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Folks, I'm that old cop Jack McLam, retired from law enforcement today, but spending all of my retirement time, you might say, continuing to volunteer my time to help educate our police and soldiers and the private sector people about who the true enemies of God and liberty are in this nation. And something that we talk about at our police officer association here and our military association with each other is all the talk about the academies, the Air Force Academy, the Naval Academy, and so forth. These reports coming out about some of the young people that have gone in there to graduate from these academies, military academies, being dishonest and stealing tests and doing all kinds of things showing that they're immoral. And it's kind of problematic for trying to run a government at the local, the state, and federal level when you have a certain amount, a certain percentage, a high percentage of young people today who have learned that lying and cheating and stealing is okay. And we wonder where they learned these things. Well, you know, we, for years and years, We've known that they've learned in the school system that there is no right or wrong. Everything is gray. And that the old ideas of your mom and dad are not true, you know, about the Bible, you know, and that God gave us a certain code of honor and a law code and so forth. And so we know these things at our Police and Military Association because we've read the quotes of individuals who have led the writing of our school books today, the new rewritten school books that we've had for 35 years today in the schools that teach a whole different philosophy of life than what used to be taught from the Holy Bible in the schools. You know, it wasn't too many decades ago, folks, that the kids in the schools, my mama included, learned to read from the Holy Bible in school. This is the book that they used to teach. Of course, they had little primers on phonics and so forth, too. But many of the kids learned to read from the Holy Bible because everybody had one at home, and they would bring it to school. And, of course, the teacher was a Christian, and she or he would teach reading and reading and from the Holy Bible. And, of course, the same moral code. But in this day and age, of course, everything our government has, since it's been denuded, you might say, by Christians, and Christians have left the institutions to await the rapture and turn the institutions over to those that are atheist, humanist, and so forth, things have changed drastically. For example, the psychiatric area of the system has come in and taught in the school systems, elementary school, junior high, high school, and the city colleges, and then the major colleges and universities, a new moral code. And Dr. G. Brock Chisholm was first head of the World Federation of Mental Health, a very much a New Age, New World Order group, said this. He said, "What basic psychological distortion can be found in every civilization of which we know anything? The psychological force capable of producing these perversions is morality. The concept of right or wrong, He said the reinterpretation and eventual eradication of the concept of right or wrong are the belated objectives of nearly all psychotherapy. The pretense is made that to do away with right or wrong would produce uncivilized people, immorality, lawlessness, and social chaos. The fact is that most psychiatrists and sociologists and other respected people have escaped them from moral chains and are able to think freely today. They've escaped their moral chains, folks. And they teach our children, folks, that there is no right or wrong. We have books that we've read that teachers read to learn about how to teach our children. And here is one that is entitled Weep for Our Children. And it explains to police officers a great deal about why crime rates in school-age children is skyrocketing. And, of course, school-age children move on to become who? Our police officers, our politicians, our soldiers, business people, you name it, bureaucrats. And here's what is found in this one book that school teachers read. It says that it's okay to lie, it's okay to steal, it's okay to have premarital sex, it's okay to cheat, or it's okay to kill. If these are part of your value system and you have clarified these values for yourself, Ah, we're talking about values clarification, folks. Situation ethics being taught in our schools for the last 35 years. The important thing is not what values you choose, children, but that you have chosen them freely from and without coercion from your parents, spouse, priest, friends, ministers, or social pressures of any kind. This type, folks, of values, moral code, or lack thereof, is all too prevalent in American schools today, as many of us police officers know very, very well. I was the chosen person to be officer-friendly by the Sears Roebuck Foundation and put together a video for officers across the nation to learn how to put on the officer-friendly program in the elementary schools across America. And I spent a lot of time, 5 years, in the elementary schools in South Phoenix, the high crime area, the high minority area. Most of the people in these classes, our children in these classes, were Latino and black children, very few white children. The teachers were Latino and black, and they taught situational ethics. And I was alarmed, folks, at seeing what these children would do when the bell would ring and they'd come out in the hall, and the things they would say just absolutely alarmed me as a police officer in the sixth largest city in the United States. Here you have little kids that some of them only came up to your waist going down the hall and cussing like the sailors and police officers I've known over the years who have a very bad moral code. The ones that I knew had a bad moral code, that is, that would cuss like this. The little children that would come up to your waist would say the F word about in every third word that they would say to their friends, and many other choice words as they would go to their next class, screaming and hollering and punching each other and everything. Seemed to be totally out of control. And I would go into the classroom in my police uniform, and I would get attention, and they would pretty much set at attention when Officer Friendly was in the classroom, because here's a white cop who the Latino and black children were taught was the devil, because number one, I'm white, and number two, I'm in a cop's uniform. And so, but what I, without getting into the Officer Friendly program, that's not my point tonight, is that I learned that these children are being taught that there is no right or wrong, that you must choose what is right or wrong, children, for yourself without any interference from your parents, your priests, your friends, your ministers, or any social pressure of any kind. And folks, now we have today these children, after the last 35, 40 years of undergoing this training, this training of situational ethics and values clarification, destroying the morality of the children. And we know that it's been done on purpose because we've read the books of these internationalists that decided that the way to bring America down was to get into the schools and destroy the children and destroy what the children knew and believed. And so what I'm getting at here is I've got an article here. Let me share a couple more of these quotes with you before we get into the article, folks. The FBI fake terror probe documents. More FBI agents lying and cheating and what else. We'll get into in just a few minutes. But here's some of these New Age professors that are in our school system today teaching the young people who go to college and want to become teachers. Here's some of the things that they teach these prospective teachers before they go into the classroom and stand before your children. Here's Dr. Chester Pierce, Harvard University professor, humanist, and New World Order guru. This professor instructs teachers and those students who aspire to become teachers, and I'll tell you how he instructs them when we get back after this break, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, folks, welcome back to the Office Jack McLamb program. Let me just give you a couple quotes here, and we'll get into this FBI report here. Dr. Chester Pierce, Harvard University professor, goes around and preaches and teaches to the colleges, the groups of young people that are going to college to become teachers, and also to teachers' unions, you know, and teachers' conventions and so forth. And here's one of his quotes. Every child in America who enters school at the age of five is mentally ill because he comes to school with an allegiance to our institutions, towards the preservation of this form of government that we have. He says, patriotism, nationalism, and sovereignty, all that proves that children are sick, because a truly well individual is one who has rejected all of these things and is truly an international child of the future. Now, remember when Emperor Bush was going to sign a document here not too long ago, or the Congress was going to pass it, and the president was definitely going to sign it because it came from his group of people surrounding him, the idea, the concept, and that is that they would psychologically test every child in America in the school systems, and then decide if they should be put on medication or not, if they're truly sick. Well, Dr. Chester Pierce says that every child in America who believes in patriotism and nationalism and sovereignty for America is sick. And a truly well child has rejected all of these things. Well, then we have Dr. Paul Brandwein, it is leading U.S. child psychologist. This man, too, goes around and instructs teachers on how to recognize mental disability in our school children. He states every child who believes in God is mentally ill. Notice today, folks, that all government schools have a psychologist somewhere in the background that they send our children to if they have a mental problem. Well, if your child believes in God, he's mentally ill, the teachers are being taught. Dr. Sidney Simon, a lecturer, educator who does the same thing. He specializes in encouraging immorality and criminal activity in youth. When he goes to these teachers' conferences, he teaches, and he instructs teachers as follows. He says, we do not need any more preaching about right or wrong. The old thou shalt not simply are not relevant today. Further, he states, values clarification is a method for teachers to change the values of children without getting caught. Unquote from Dr. Sidney Simon. Now, folks, let's go to the FBI report. And remember what I said in the very beginning. You've heard them. We've heard them here at our two police and military associations from time to time about the immorality, the lying and cheating of our candidates for police academies, FBI academies, U.S. military academies, and so forth. And we go, tis, tis, tis. Isn't that horrible? Isn't that impossible? Isn't that ridiculous that we would have young people going to the military academies and the FBI academies who are cheaters and liars? Well, folks, 35, 40 years now this is being taught. And now these individuals are grown-ups, and they are in all areas of the institutions, the government institutions, the social institutions, and they've learned that it's okay to lie and to cheat and to steal as long as you have accepted these moral values yourself. We won't get into the killing that they were taught, that it's even okay to kill if that's part of your moral values and you've chosen it for yourself. So here we have another case of the FBI faking terror probe documents. Officials retaliate against an agent who complained about it, the New York Times says. Maybe you read about this, but it's just what we're talking about. It points out exactly what we're talking about. The president lies, cheats, and steals. The Congress, the Senate lies, cheats, and steals. The Supreme Court lies, cheats, and steals. And commits treason against this country in all of those areas I just mentioned. And that's okay, because they've accepted these values for themselves, is it not? New York FBI officials mishandled a Florida terror investigation, falsified documents to try to cover mistakes, and retaliated against the only agent who complained about the problems, the New York Times reported in its Sunday edition last Sunday. Citing a draft report of an investigation by the Justice Department's Inspector General's office, a copy of which was obtained by the newspaper, the Times said that in one instance, corrupt correction fluid was used to alter dates on three FBI forms to conceal an apparent violation of federal wiretap laws. And no one knows who altered the forms. Well, folks, I can tell you one thing. I know this as a police investigator of many, many years. It's easy to find out who altered those forms. You get out the old polygraph machine. You hook up these agents or anybody, clerical help, that was around those documents, and you hook them up. Light them up and see who's lying or telling the truth. But will they do that? No, I very much doubt it. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Life Frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Bright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Broadcasting. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Well, folks, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just very upset when I read these things, because there are ways, is the best way to say that, in finding out who the bad guys are in our government. But the problem is you have bad guys giving these orders above them. And so when there's a probe of a problem like this, where somebody has lied, cheated, or stole something or whatever, or committed treason, you have to go up the ladder and ask to start an investigation, and most of the time, it's the persons above these people who have given the orders to do these things. So it is not done. So I guess what I'm saying to you is you can see why we cannot get our nation back to where it was 100 years ago. Even 50 years ago would be wonderful if we could get our nation back 50 years ago, before those that love God and love this republic abandon the institutions and turn them over to the dark side, as they say in the movie industry today, okay? And so we can't get back. We cannot get back until those that love God and believe that there is a higher moral code than the Supreme Court or the psychologist or these teachers and professors, if we don't get those people back into these institutions, there's no hope for us. Well, enough said on that. Enough said on that. I want to get into something else with you here just a minute. This is real heavy on my heart, folks, and I want to share it with you. I've been thinking about it for several days now. We need to reach more and more people as fast as we can. I read you a couple letters that came in from friends of mine, a man named J.D. Anderson, who was a county commissioner, and he's talking about how things are going down in America. He's a former county commissioner in Washington State, a great patriot man who's been active patriot, an active Christian for years. And then I read you a letter from another man, a police lieutenant in New York City, who likewise has been an active Christian patriot in the New York Police Department for years and years, and him basically saying the same thing, that everything's going down and down and down, and there's no hope for America, and that the end is coming, and God will return before everything and everybody is dead on planet Earth. Of course, that's in the Holy Scriptures. But I want to tell you folks that what we are doing at RBN Live, for example, just take RBN Live. I could say Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order and 100 other operations out there of volunteers and people that are working day and night to try to awaken people. Ours happens to be law enforcement and the military, at our two police and military associations as our main focus. And the successes we've had and are having right now. But our problem is, folks, we have to move more rapidly. I can see it from the position I'm in, where I get 230 to 250 email a day at our two police and military associations from our police officers, our soldiers, and great people in the Patriot private sector, patriots in the private sector. And I can tell you right now that we can win this situation. We can turn this nation around again if we can awaken more people more rapidly. But it takes funds to do it. We're always short on funds at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. Boy, can we tell you about being short on funds. And at our other police and military association, and we can only reach out and touch the hearts and minds of more police and soldiers as fast as the funds come in to do so, because we can't go down and promise the post office that if they'll give us 1,000 stamps, we'll pay them back one day. They don't work like that. The printer that prints our publications and our letters and our books, we can't go to him and tell him that if he'll just print 1,000 newsletters for us or 10,000 books for us, that we'll pay him again one day as soon as we can. It doesn't work like that. You can't call the electric company and say we got this big electric bill and phone bill and the gas bill, heating bill, and so forth, and we'll pay you as soon as we get the money. Just keep pumping the electric in here and the gas and what have you. It doesn't work that way. So I'm going to ask you to really, really write this down tonight and put it somewhere where you can see it and pray about it. I truly want you to really pray about this, folks. I live on a small police pension. I was injured in the line of duty some years ago and had to take a medical retirement, and I live on a small pension. I don't have a lot of money, but I have a little money, and I believe in sharing this little money that I have with organizations that are doing God's will and individuals that are doing God's will. And folks, I do that to the best of my ability. We are blessed to have people that are on Social Security getting $300 a month, elderly people who love what we're doing to help educate police and soldiers, and they send us $5 every couple months. They send us $5. And you know that's a big help to us. But it is it almost makes us cry when it comes in, because we know the little grandmother that's living on $300 a month, we don't even know how she's living on $300 a month on Social Security, can send us $5 every few months. We don't know how that's done, except that God makes it possible. And I've been thinking the last few days, after talking to John at Republic Broadcasting Network, our leader there, and others, that we could do so much more at raising the amount of outreach if we just had more funds, regular funds we could count on. You know, we've got another man who's on a small pension that sends us $5 every single month. Every single month his letter comes in. Praise God, hallelujah, and in that letter is $5 a month. And it is a true blessing to us. And then, of course, we have a few people that send us $50 a month, $75 a month, $100 a month. We've got a few people like that. And it makes it possible for us to go forward and pay the bills at our Volunteer Police and Military Association and reach out and touch the hearts and minds of more police and soldiers about them obeying their oath, obeying the Constitution, and serving and protecting the American people, not the government. Their duty and the oath that they swore was to protect the people, the sovereign people of this nation, and the Constitution, not the government. And so it makes it all work. But I want to talk to you about our dear brother and sister who run Republic Broadcasting Network for a minute. They are so capable of going and reaching the multitude out there if we just could get them the funds. They are so capable. I'm just thrilled to know the capability and the effort that they're willing to put out in so many directions to raise the bar for us of outreach to hundreds of thousands of people an hour, a million, millions of people an hour, if we could just get them the funds. And all it takes, folks, is for us to reach them, the people out there, as you know, with the message that we have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Republic Broadcasting Network, to make a difference in awakening a person and getting them motivated to do something instead of just sitting back waiting for somebody else to do it. Or the fact is, most people don't even know that there's a problem today for some reason, and they don't know there's anything they should do. If they did know there's a problem, they wouldn't know what to do. But you see, we have these answers. God has blessed us with a leadership at Republic Broadcasting Network, folks, that has the capability and ability personally, the knowledge and ability to go out and run our contacts into the homes and businesses and vehicles as people are driving down the street in their automobiles and educate these people at a tremendous rate. I don't think that there's any rate that John Stapmiller and his wife, Sandra, are not capable of handling. I've watched them for years, and I've loved to see them in operation with Republic Broadcasting Network and see what they're capable of. I just feel in my heart, folks, that if we could just get them funds, and funds that they could count on every single month, we could turn this nation around. We truly could. Now, they're not the only ones doing this, and there's other good organizations out there, as you know, educating people about God and liberty and our republic and who the true enemies are of God and liberty. But this is one that I know very well and know their capabilities. And I would ask that you would write this note to yourself, to pray and to make a decision. If you could get $20 a month, $30 a month, $10 a month, whatever it is you can afford to send in regularly to Republic Broadcasting Network. Pray about that seriously, folks. Ask the Lord to give you a heart of commitment. If this is what the Lord would have you to do, ask that His will be done, not yours, and see if we can't get this thing off center. We are doing a good job. I say we, I'm a very small part of this operation, but I just love being a part of it because it is going forward. But we are going forward too slowly. I can absolutely tell you, folks, we're going forward too slowly. And if you ever stop going forward, you begin to go down. It's kind of like flight. You know, if a plane keeps up its forward speed, it keeps going. But if it ever slows down or stops, it's going down, you know. And so it's the same with this outreach. God has given us this great ability to use mass communication to reach the multitudes out there with His law, fulfilling the Great Commission and the truth that he knows and speaks about so much in the Holy Scriptures. And we look at this, we listen to it, we know it's there, but few get into their pocket every month and help us fund it. So I pray this month we will set a new record for donations to Republic Broadcasting Network. I want to give you a phone number to call, and let's do it this month of December, because you know what, folks? If we will do it in December, my insurance bill comes in, my taxes come in, you know what I'm talking about. Everything comes in December, and it's Christmas time. But if you can get up $20, $30, $50, $100, $10, whatever, and make a commitment to send it in every single month so that John and Sandra know that they have this money, they can go forward, and there's no stopping them, what we can do and the people we can reach and awaken out there. You've seen us conquer the enemy over and over in the last couple of years because we have enough people awake today to call in to congressmen and senators to stop the horrible hate crimes bill. Just one example, folks. And so you know we can do it if we awake 10 times the people in America. Well, if we just awoken, had awakened 5 times the people in America, as we have right now, there's not hardly anything we couldn't do together. So that is my prayer. And I've thought about it the last couple days and wanted to bring that to you, that you would make a commitment like I have every month and others have every month to send funds in to those that are actually doing God's will and be a good steward of the money that God has given us every month. That's what it says in the Holy Scriptures, that we must be good stewards. And you giving money to those that are doing what Republic Broadcasting Network is doing and making it a possibility that we could do 5, 10, 20, 100 times more will give a blessing to you, to our nation, and I know God will, I just feel in my heart, now you need to pray about it and be sure that you understand that that's what God would have you to do. But I know in my heart that this is what God would have me to do and others, to fund those that are actually doing what God told us to do at this time in our history. And we stand a good chance of awakening enough people that our Lord in heaven, who is bringing conviction and bringing oppression against America today, through the evil doings of these international crime lords like the Bush crime family, bringing America down. God is bringing America down, folks. And He's using Bush and these international crime lords to do that because we've turned against God and we've turned our back on God in this nation. As I read you at the beginning of this program, the horrible training our children are going through in the school system, and we leave our children in that school system. Believe me, we have sinned a great sin, and we sin a great sin every day. And if we can continue to reach more and more people to say, I'm not doing that anymore, I'm going to get my kids out of the school system, I'm going to get active, I'm going to get busy at sharing the message that God told me to about His law, His word in the Holy Scriptures, and the truth on all these various subjects we talk about on Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, I believe there's a point, and always was, and I read the Holy Scriptures, and I'm reading through the Old Testament again, and every single time, a certain percentage of God's people turned back to God. He took the hand of oppression off those people in that nation. And this is what we can see happen in America. We talk about depression. We're so depressed. We're so sad. It's all over. There's nothing we can do. We got to run for the hills because we're going to lose it. We're not going to win. Well, folks, think positive. Pray. We can win it. We can turn it around with God's help and with us getting busy. We'll be right back and end up the program.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program, folks. And I imagine that some of you are saying, gee, I wish he'd get on with the news or something else. But I'm so serious, folks. We can lose this nation soon. We can lose our freedom soon for our children and our grandchildren, and that makes me absolutely sick at my stomach. And we can lose it very, very soon. Or we can do what God told us to do, and that's get busy and give everything we can give to the struggle to defeat God's enemies. God tells us that's what we're supposed to do. I was reading Ezekiel last night again, where it says that we're to be watchmen on the wall, okay? And God said in Ezekiel, but if the watchman sees the sword coming, you and me, in other words, and does not blow the trumpet to warn the people, and the sword comes and takes the life of one of them, that man will be taken away because of his sin. But I will hold the watchman accountable for his blood. Brothers and sisters, are we sounding the alarm? I know some of you, praise God, are helping us at RBN to sound the alarm. But I'm telling you that God is oppressing his people because we've thrown God out of this nation, and we deserve to be oppressed. And it's coming down because we have not turned back to God like he asked us to in 2 Chronicles 7:14. Look that up when you're finished. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tonight before you go to bed. And realize, be of good cheer. We can turn this thing around. God does not lie. Read 2 Chronicles 7:14. All we have to do, folks, is turn back to God and do what he told us to do in Ezekiel 33:6. Be watchmen on the wall and spread the word. And he said these watchmen should never hold their peace night or day. In Isaiah 62, and we can do it, folks. But I want you to really pray that your New Year's resolution this year, and let's start in December here. Let's start in December and see what we can do. I've got some figures here that if 250 to 210 people gave $20 a month to RBN, that'd be $4,200 a month. If 420 people gave $20 a month, that's $8,400. And if 840 people gave $20 a month, that'd be $16,800 a month. Do you know what we could do to reach the hearts and minds of people all over this nation with wonderful leaders like John and Sandra? There's nothing we can't do. And sometime along the line, if we do this thing, folks, God will be impressed with his people again. Read the Old Testament. See what he did to his people that turned his back on them and threw God out. He crushed them. He brought an evil force upon them to crush them and put them under bondage, just like is happening in America today because we've thrown God out. We can turn this around. Be of good cheer. We are doing it slowly right now. So please call this number, folks. Call this number right away. And make a commitment if you can, or pray about it. But here's that number to call. It's 800-724-2719. Once again, the RBN number to call is 800-724-2719. Let's go forward in this new year starting today, December here. And let's tear it up. Let's tear up the enemies of God and Lucifer together. We're capable. We're doing it right now, but it is very small, slow force going forward. Well, folks, think about that. Pray about it. And then call that number, 800-724-2719. Lord bless all of you out there. God bless you all, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us, they're just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns... People like you and me prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org. www.rbn.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.